We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh, my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Hey, Northeast Pennsylvania, it's Rob O'Donnell here on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can get that app anywhere you get your favorite apps, Google Play Store, Apple App Store. You download the Odyssey app, orange background with a big white A. Once you get it downloaded, you look for WILK News Radio. Or you can hit stations near me if you're in the area. Download us, favorite us, and that's it. You got us. Works seamlessly with your CarPlay. Listen to us anywhere, anytime, any place. It's got some great little features on there, too. So, not a lot going on today, kind of just in a holding pattern, the status quo. I was going over a little stock market numbers earlier today, and at the 1 month, 3 month, 6 month, year-to-date, the Standard & Poor was all in the positive. That's a good thing, right? We were told that that would be devastating us. Our investments, our retirements were going to get crippled. Not so much. The price of gas is down. The Straits of Hormuz is still moving. There's a backlog at the refineries in the Gulf of America. Cranking out oil. And gas should probably be cheaper than it is right now. I mean, $100 a barrel is where they like to keep it, and that's with an average gas price. Our gas prices are still higher than they should be, and gas has been anywhere between $60 and $75 a barrel. So let's get cracking on this lower gas prices, even lower. That would be a good benefit and we stop talking about. Let's put the pressure there. We're going to talk about a lot of things going on. You know, the leaking of an incomplete intel report just to kind of root against America. I don't get that. That's kind of been the thing the past 2 days where, and there's an investigation, there's an FBI investigation. They will find out who leaked this. And there are some suspects of who it was leaked to, three names in particular from the former administration. But again, even if it says what they say it says, and I love these anonymous source reports when all other, including the Iranian officials, are saying that their nuclear sites were devastated. And again, I don't believe them either, so it kind of puts us in a conundrum here. But to leak an unfinished, you have to realize when an intelligent report goes through, it goes through different communities, and each community has their own expertise and specialty that they add to that intel report. And then you have a group of people that take all those different agency reports, what was added, and kind of condense it into one final product. And that's what goes out. Well, it appears that it went through one set of hands, one of those agencies, and it was leaked somewhere to someone. And that's under investigation now. And it's used by the media and for the naysayers who just want this administration to fail, which is wanting America to fail. So I just don't get it. Putting it out there to the world to say, oh, no, this was not as successful as you're saying it was. As a matter of fact, it only set it back mere weeks. Again, an unsourced, unnamed people. But yet you have all sorts of names, including the Iranian spokesperson, saying that it was pretty well devastated. Now, if it was or if it's not, let's wait for the final report and let's pick that apart once it's made public. What is made public? They had to postpone the classified briefing for members of Congress because of the leaks, because that's where the fingers would have been pointing if there was So until they get the report completed from all different agencies involved, and I'm working on maybe getting someone, a guest on the show that can tell you precisely different agencies that that walks through, from the Department of Defense to the CIA to the Department of National Intelligence. I mean, there are multiple State Department. There are multiple hands that this report goes through, and they all add their 2 cents to it in their expertise and their skill set. What's being done diplomatically because of this? Are they in chaos? It means that we did a pretty good job, so the State Department's going to add to that. You know, what's a foreign intelligence from that area, from all sources, saying? Well, the Department of National Intelligence will tell that. What CIA assets do we have on the ground or in the air that have eyes on this? What do they have? Let's get the DOD debrief on what they actually saw, what they actually did, and what their equipment downloaded. And let's review those tapes to see exactly what happened. Let's review the flyover after the fact to give the collateral damage reports. But there's an ongoing effort to just hope we fail, because they just don't like the person that's in the White House right now. So, you know, we're going to get into that a little bit later on. You also have this mayoral primary in New York City that has totally gone off the rails. New York City has literally lost their minds. And if you think I'm overstating this, you have a 30-something-year-old devout socialist who wants to open up government-run supermarkets, who wants to take the guns away from the police so they're more like the UK, that have social workers respond. I mean, they are going to put – when you have Chicago and San Francisco politicians reaching out to people in New York and saying, don't go down the road where we went down because we learned our lesson, you know you have a problem. I am telling you right now, if Zoran Mamdani becomes mayor of New York – and right now I think they have it at a 76% chance that he becomes mayor of New York – the only way he does not really become the mayor of New York is if Andrew Cuomo and Sliwa, the Republican, the former Guardian Angels head, or still the head of the Guardian Angels, Kurt Sliwa, if they bow out and everyone endorses Eric Adams, who is a mess himself. And you've heard me talk about his administration and him personally since he got into office. He's a charlatan who cares about one thing, Eric Adams. The only thing he is not, he's not as bad as Zoran Mamdani, who is a devout socialist who will utterly destroy New York. And if he becomes mayor, I am 100% against any railway coming to our area from New York City. It's as simple as that. It'll be – New York City will be a hellhole that we have not seen on the East Coast of the United States. It's as simple as that. He is a wrecking ball. There are plenty of videos and interviews that he's done out there to where you can watch them and make your own opinion. And if I just don't get it. So we will see. We will see where that goes. But as of right now, the predictions that I saw after the primary, based on the voting demographics of New York City, is he's got a 76% chance of becoming the mayor. Because make no mistake, I mean, there was not a good candidate running in the New York City mayoral primaries this year between Andrew Cuomo, this socialist, Mamdani, who is an utter crazed individual.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And Eric Adams, you've had Bill de Blasio. And the only reason Mayor Adams looks any good in any way is because he preceded Bill de Blasio, who was a train wreck. This guy is going to make them all look better. So it's going to be interesting to see what's happening there. A little closer to home, and I touched on this the other day, but Josh Shapiro, our governor, was at the NASCAR race here in the Poconos. He was talking about NFL team stadium needs, and he got into how the Eagles' contract for their current stadium expires in 2032, and said there were conversations about bringing NASCAR to Philadelphia as he championed the state's full sports slate next year during an appearance at the Sunday's Pocono Raceway. He also talked about the Steelers and, you know, Pittsburgh Stadium, the home of the Steelers, opened in 2001, while Lincoln Financial Field opened in 2003. Philadelphia's shared sports complex. The Eagles do not own the Lincoln Financial Field. The teams will need to renew the lease or build a new stadium. And he's kind of putting taxpayers' money on the line to help this. So how do you feel? And I know this is not just a Pennsylvania, this is a national thing. But then he threw in NASCAR to where if they build, you know, a new Eagles stadium, they can possibly build a NASCAR track around it. And, you know, I touched on that the other day. And again, this is all going to be supplemented by these billion-dollar enterprises by you and I, the taxpayer. It's interesting how Democrats talk about, you know, giving a hand up to all the billionaires out there. Oh, they're giving their billionaire friends, you know, money, but they're taking everything away from us, the middle class and the poor people. Well, that's exactly what the governor of Pennsylvania is putting into advisement here. And I just don't think Philadelphia will have the fan base for NASCAR. Jake, what's your thoughts on putting a NASCAR track? And I don't think he's talking about taking anything away from Pocono. No. I think this is in addition to maybe bring a second race to Pennsylvania.
Yeah, well, Pennsylvania did have two races from 1982 to 2021. That's when Pocono Raceway had both races. And then one was in June, one was late July, early August a lot of times.
And they both get rained out.
it seems like that. What happened was, so Pocono did the doubleheader. This was in 2020, the historic doubleheader, one cup race on Saturday, one on Sunday. Obviously, you have your preliminary races. The truck race was going to be on Saturday, Xfinity on Sunday. Of course, we know what happened in 2020. No one was able to go. When they had it again in 2021, it was unbelievable, the turnout that you had for Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Camping was sold out by Wednesday, from what I remember. But again, a lot of these markets, Gateway International Raceway near St. Louis, they wanted to get a NASCAR Cup Series race. Pocono Raceway is independently owned. They're not owned by the Franz family, who founded NASCAR, or Marcus Smith, who owns a ton of racetracks, Charlotte, Sonoma, Atlanta Motor Speedway, where they're going to be racing out this Saturday night. So, yeah, Philadelphia, from what I remember and what I know, they are the fourth largest market in America. Obviously, New York City is number one, Los Angeles is second, and Chicago is third. And I know that, obviously, with NASCAR, they did the street race at Chicago. This will be the third year in a row that they're doing it. Possibly the last year that they're going to be doing it. Contract is up. And there's also talk about a street race in San Diego in 2026. So obviously the Southern California market, that's something that they've coveted for a long time. I don't know how I'd feel about a race at Franklin Field, because that's where it's being rumored. And people are like, well, you know, next year, 250th birthday of America, 4th of July. I get all that. But this is something that they have been doing lately is – from 2022 to 2024, you had the Clash, the Busch Clash, that kicks off the season. That was at the L.A. Coliseum. That sort of ran its course. And then this year, they had the Clash at Bowman Gray Stadium in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. So, like, I get where they're going as far as, like giving it that local short track feel. But yeah, I'm not too sure how I feel about a race at Franklin Field or possibly even a street race in Philadelphia. That's, you know, I would have to, that's the thing. That's how I felt about the Chicago street course. I figured, well, you know, I got to wait and see how this is going to be. That's probably how I'm going to be with San Diego. So
they should have it in Scranton, but they'd have to drive monster trucks yeah. because of the potholes.
Yeah. Or Wilkes-Barre near the square there.
Yeah. Well, this year at the Pocono, the track sold out all the front stretch seating, premium seating, suites, infield camping,
3 years
and the Grand State camping. It's also the fifth consecutive year the entire infield camping inventory has been sold out. 50,000 grandstand tickets, 2,000 suite tickets, and 3,300 camping spots.
Yeah, that's the interesting thing is, and I kind of said this last week, and I love Pocono Raceway, obviously, with it being my home racetrack. In some ways, them losing that second race, it might have been a blessing because, again, I remember some races there, 2018, 2019, when you still had two race weekends. You had a third weekend, actually, with IndyCar. And I remember 2018, 2019, I remember seeing a lot of empty seats, a lot of empty camping spots in the infield. The parking lot wasn't as full. And obviously, now that you only have one race, hey, 3 years in a row that it sold out. Like 2 days before the race on Sunday, NASCAR announced grandstand-wise they were sold out. Camping-wise, they had sold out, I think, sometime in late May. So you see it with a lot of tracks. You lose a race. But Dover is another one. Obviously, Dover is just a couple of hours from here. They lost a race a couple of years ago. And last year, racing there at the very end of April, that was the first sellout they had in 20-some years from what I can remember.
I mean, in Philadelphia, they'll pull fans from Delaware, I would imagine, because it's not a long haul. But do you think a lot of NASCAR fans will travel to Philadelphia to see NASCAR? That's my concern there.
I mean, it's interesting. I know Martin Truex Jr., I know that he retired after last season, and he's from Mayetta, New Jersey. And, I mean, he said when he was growing up, I mean, he's a big Philly fan, Flyers, Eagles, Phillies, you name it. A lot of fans, if you're passionate enough, like he and his younger brother Ryan, they would make the trip to Pocono. They would make the trip to Dover. I think if you're passionate enough, and let's face it, Philadelphia is a very, very passionate sports city. The thing is, Rob, I feel like NASCAR, when they come up with these ideas, like the clash at the LA Coliseum, for instance, it was cool the first year. But by about the second or third year, the novelty wears off. That's kind of where they're at with the Chicago street race. Is the first year, it was absolutely incredible. It was in the rain, and you had Shane Van Gisbergen winning the race in his debut. But last year, and even sort of this year, it doesn't have that same feel that it did, obviously, year one.
Now, at the end of this article here, it talks about, this is a big year, kicks off with the 2026, a big year kicking off with the NFL draft in Pittsburgh next April. Mm-hmm. And Governor Shapiro said he worked his ass off to bring that to Pittsburgh. So the governor brought the draft to Pittsburgh? Yeah, Jake's patting himself on the back, by the way. Yeah, okay. We'll leave it at that there. But I don't see... I mean, I could see him offering the venue and saying it would be a great thing, but really working your butt off to bring it to Pittsburgh, I'd like to see what you really time you put in to do that there, Mr. Governor. It's 3:25 here at WILK. Thank you as always, Jake. We'll be back.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLBPlus.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.